gotta
rank
them all, Pokemon.
Welcome to Gotta Rank Them All, the Pokemon Ranking Show, where Chris,
that's me, baby,
and myself, normally every other week, get a guest and a random list of 10 Pokemon. But as you heard last episode, and this episode is the big one, this is the season finale, folks. This is part two. It's been a long time in the making, and the show will be back when we have some more Pokemon to rank. But Chris and I finally get a chance to rest for a little while. Chris, are you excited for a little bit of a break?
I am excited for a little bit of a break, even though I'll be sad because this is such a fun podcast to record.
It's definitely I will be excited to get back to it when it happens. But yeah, there's also part of me that is like, we've been doing this for close to 3 years.
3 years, maybe. Yeah. Long time.
Quite some time. Very religiously. And we love it. But it's going to be nice to have a moment to breathe for a little while. But yes, I mean, if you're watching the video version, this is very much obviously not a normal episode. We have a whole panel here with us to help finalize some re-ranks that Chris and I have seen just go awry and astray throughout the show, along with just a couple more randoms left to put into this list. Our lovely panel tonight starts with Victorian Genetics.
What up?
Michael Moran.
Thank you both for your service. This is so impressive. I admire and respect the work that you have done.
Hey, thanks all of you for being on as much as you have to help, you know, finalize this project. We couldn't have done it without our guests along the way.
Yeah. Hey, it's like jury duty, you know? We got to do it when you call us.
Every now and again, you get pulled.
Wow.
Civic service.
And Holden Hintz.
I know when you got to rank them all, that could only mean one thing.
Dang.
Yes, so we're here with a big five-person panel. Chris and I have each picked a handful of Pokemon. You got to hear half of our list last episode. Tonight, we will be finalizing the 10 picks we each had and the last two random Pokemon from the games to be ranked.
Wow.
Yeah, we're finally here, folks. It happened. We made it. Didn't think it would actually happen. At the rate Game Freak had been releasing games, they were just going to keep releasing them before we ever actually finished the list. But we freaking got him.
Are you guys going to cry? This is so amazing.
And there might be a tear shed by the end.
Are you going to wait for both the DLCs to come out before you do all those? Or
let's see how many come with each one.
That's what I was figuring on, right?
Yeah.
Because right now we only know of like four in the first one, but there might be more. In the second one, we only know of, I think, still just the turtle, right? Did they show anything else for the second one yet? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, just the one.
And then the only ones I know for the upcoming one is like the three weird little beasts based off of the Japanese tale. Mm-hmm. And then the weird ass monkey thing.
Yeah. So who knows? That may just be a special episode where we get, you know, all of them done in one. But we'll see how many exactly they release. We'll rank them before too long, though, for sure. But Yeah, well, here we are with... Also, Chris, I've been counting right. This is episode 69, right?
It is. Our final episode is episode 69.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. I know that number. from Sex, right?
Yeah.
That's the Sex.
Oh, you were there too?
Yeah.
I was the nine. Wait, you were the six.
I was the six.
Oh no.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm gonna cry. I'm tearing up.
All right.
Jesus.
We're all stalling because we don't actually want this show to have to end, I think, is true. Really.
Yeah, more preamble. Pop off. You've earned it.
Unfortunately, I don't know where else to preamble as we sit here and stare at our second to last random rank, Oink Alone.
I got this one, guys. Right? I got this.
Is it Oink Alone or Oink Alone?
I think it's Oink Alone because it's supposed to be like French and cologne.
Yeah, but I thought baloney the first time I ever saw it.
When you say it like Oink Alone, it makes me like it more. But
yeah,
let's be honest.
Maybe
guys.
They did go for a mix of both. Maybe they're just like, you know what? It's a pig, so baloney, and it deals with pheromones, so cologne.
Oink Alone was my first name. Oinkolone.
Did you actually look up the name, or did you just?
I had to.
Okay. I had to. I was like, if he just knows how to spell Oink alone.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's too on the. There's something very specific about the way that it is like cologne that I'd never realized before.
Yeah. Like
in this world,
but not there, really.
Yeah, Lechonk's amazing. He's top 100, I believe. He's number 23. Lechonk's amazing.
Wow, Lechonk rules, but this is a below Voltorb Pokemon.
No. Whoa.
In this world, there are two types of Pokemon, those that belong above Voltorb and those that belong below Voltorb, and this belongs below Voltorb.
Wow.
I mean, I guess I can like write some wrongs. Seismitoad, my boy at 9/11, was kind of wronged.
Hey, too soon.
Yeah, true. That's true. So I mean, I guess I'm okay around that range underneath Seismitoad.
Wow.
Sounds fair to me.
What a contrast this is gonna have with Lechonk. Yeah, look at how surprised the Lechonk is in the picture. Shocked.
He's like, I don't want to turn into that.
I know. I don't even remember much of their lore or anything, just like the male and female looked super different, and like it was talking about like their pheromones and some bullshit. But I just didn't care for them all that much. Like, and that's because also partially because Gen 9 is like one of the gens I've actually liked the most of the recent gens.
Yeah. I liked it when I thought it was Oinkaloni and they were just like, yeah, we cut this thing into Maloney and serve it. I thought that was cool, but I don't like
it. Oinkaloni does make it cooler. I'll give you that.
It does make it a little bit cooler for sure. Yeah.
I like to think about it as Oinkaloni, but
it's the only shiny I caught in my regular playthrough was an Oinkalone. And it's not, it just makes it pink and it's not very impressive. So for that reason, yeah, it looks like a normal pig. Like,
you know, like shinies are one of the key areas I think that they could stand to improve. Like actually just flat out maybe more coloration in general to Pokemon rather than just this is their one alternate form. It's like, you could do more.
Did you find it as a true random shiny? That's awesome.
I definitely was not shiny hunting for this trash.
Wow, hold it.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, I would like it more.
I think the only shiny I've ever randomly found was like a Shroomish back when I was playing Emerald. And then that was back before I had internet and knew what a fucking shiny was. So I thought it was like Red Gyarados. So I ended up eventually restarting the file. And a few years later, I'm like, I had a naturally caught shiny of a Pokemon I like, a Crimson, and I deleted it because for some reason, my brain was like, oh, there's that red Gyarados in silver. You know, this makes sense.
Yeah. So funny. I got a Chinchou and a Sentret.
Yeah, nice. I got my very first was a Diglett, and I was really disappointed because if you know Diglett, it's just the nose. It changes from really red to black. And I was just like, this is my first shiny in my entire life. I was like 10 or something. I was like, I've been playing these games for ages, and this is the shiny. So for that reason, Diglett can go to hell.
If we were bringing things on to rank lower, Diglett would have been one of mine.
Undoubtedly.
Whoa, Diglett rules.
Why is there sad faces on Diglett?
Because he's too high. Because they made me put it that high, and I was like,
I thought it was because he was too low. But yeah, Diglett rules.
Oh, look at that. You would have brought him on to lower him, and three people would have been like, yeah, let's go.
True.
I would have put him lower for sure, though, honestly. Sure. I just thought somebody really liked Diglett, and it was like, oh, he's too low.
Love Diglett.
So we did talk about Chad out earlier. That's 933. Let's go underneath that guy, because he's cooler than that.
I mean, we're so close to Voltorb.
Michael's already looking at 1044.
No, I don't think he's the thousands bad.
I could go below Alolan Muk or Venipede.
No, he's not. He's
Dottler? Why do you guys hate Dottler so much? Dottler rips, dude. What a cool design. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
Dottler's pretty boring, isn't it?
Dollar probably deserves like 800s, but I mean, I wouldn't fight for it at that point.
When I grow up, I want to be more like Dottler.
Okay.
Just chill away.
So I have no idea where we're putting this. We're around 940s, around the 940s.
No, it's fine. We can go closer to 1,000, but I think once you hit Toxel at 1,000, like, you, it doesn't belong the baby gross Pokemon.
Hey, yeah, it's the last episode. We can play. Is this the you said we all get one Omega chip? Let's play that, and I'll trade you as long as you bring Voltorb one above this. Put it wherever you want.
That's quite the condition.
Yeah, whatever.
I like those more than Belly Bolt. I hate Belly Bolt.
I like Tangela more than this, personally. Tangela, whatever.
I don't know. Even.
I think it's probably Tangela just because it's Tangle. This, but Tangela. Feels
like a little low. I don't know.
I do like a Rangaroo better at 994. Whatever.
I mean,
Voltorb probably is too low at 1044. It probably needs to be 100 places higher. But
finally, somebody's saying it.
But I mean, that's as high as I would go. It's like in the 950 range.
Are we talking about Voltorb?
Yes, we are. I just have to say,
I actually do think I like Oinkalone more than Emboar, who I think is too high on the list.
Resemble.
Personally, I don't really care for Emboar.
Wherever Emboar is too high, I agree.
You're getting sidetracked. What do you think about Voltorb's position on this list?
right.
Voltorb. Don't go down this tangent with the pigs.
I'm just saying, because if we're trying to, like, I'm in my head, Voltorb's like 950. So this guy deserves to be around the 950 range.
If Voltorb was there. You guys don't get to decide the Pokemon. But we
this is now my podcast.
Our only thing we can do is give them airtime. We can say his name, remember his name.
Your podcast belongs to me now.
Give a voice to the voiceless. We may not be able to move him, but I can give him some airtime.
It's like I'm the captain now. I'm the podcast host now.
Look at me. Look. Voltorb.
I'd put this above Tepig even. At 835.
Whoa.
I know that's looking high up there, for bro. Two of the people,
we're,
at least.
We are not looking up there.
Yeah. I like it more than Emboar, and Emboar for some reason is at 844.
Like 200 spots too high for Emboar.
Yeah.
Emboar's tight. Emboar doesn't belong.
Even though
there.
I know I was on the episode that ranked.
Yeah, yeah. That's how much Chris liked that Pokemon, that you and I were both like, this thing's a piece of shit.
Wrong. That's how many Pokemon have been terrible since then and have gone below Emboar. Like, we ranked Emboar low. I do not like Emboar. Hate Emboar.
Yeah.
Put this guy above Sobble?
I think that was a pretty early episode as part of why, though.
No, Ryan hates Sobble. Ryan's a monster.
God hates
Maractus? That's 956. Like, that feels like the space for him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down with that.
I mean, they did a pretty good job at making a cactus hot. I'll give it.
And how, I mean, look at this pig giving you the tie-dye. Yeah, yeah. Like.
Listen, yeah. All I'm saying is you could do Gotta Sex Them All. Markiplier did a video. Everybody else has free reign at this point.
A Rangaroo is so much cooler than this, I think.
I mean, Gotta Sex Them All, it does have a good like quality. If you start with 1,145 and then just work your way up the list, then you have a whole nother podcast right there. I just know. Using this list.
But is number one or 69?
Oof. when we get to the end, we're going to have to do the funny numbers. We're going to have to, like, 100 bouncer, 420, right. 69. We'll make that the last thing we do.
Okay, so below Rangaroo, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, let's stop talking about this guy. Look at this,
he's not worth this much time.
Yeah, we're really giving Uncle
talking Logan. About him, honestly. It's been Voltorb.
Yeah, as it should be.
Okay, 995.
Oh my gosh.
And real quick, I haven't done every name origin, but they both use Cologne and Bologna in the name origin of this Pokemon. In no attempt to help us try and decipher exactly what they are. Terrible of them. Our final random rank, guys. This is it. That's this is the last random Pokemon. I think it's decent. Yeah,
good one. End on
Palafin.
You know, this guy is a G, and he's a G because people
like
they underestimate him.
Yeah, they did for sure. And now he's like fucking Uber now, isn't he? Didn't they straight up ban him? Yeah. Yes. But it's just funny to me thinking about how you mentioned Excadrill last season or last episode, and that's like the start of when Smogan started, like, in my opinion, deteriorating a little bit, getting a little overzealous on like, we hate all these Pokemon. But I personally liked the first evolution. And then they went into this where it's just a little hard on the chest. And I was like, the fuck is going on here?
Right. Lazy.
And its evolution method is kind of stupid too. I leveled it to like level 40 before. I was like, I'm just going to go fucking look it up. I don't know what the fuck you want from me.
You would never figure it out.
Yeah, you would never figure that out. And then also, like,
what is the evolution method?
It, you have to take it online. Oh, you have to go into a friend's world and level it up or whatever.
Yeah, over, and you have to go into their like game, their game save, and then they have to be at a certain level and then level them up in there too. So yeah. It's like
apparently I heard you have to level it up. It was like level 39 anyway, so my like level 45 or whatever the heck it was like not that far off. But apparently it leveling at level 39 and evolving is supposed to be a reference to that's the year Superman came out. That's what I read anyway, that people said the first comic was like in 39 or something like that. And so it's a reference to that. I'm not a fan because there's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster that does it better. Neo Space Dolphin or something, I think is what it's called. And it's just like, I would have rather just had a dolphin look more like a dolphin. Like they finally did a dolphin and they're like, it's going to be a Superman alien weird thing. Like, I don't want that.
So
it is cool overall, but just
for anyone who doesn't know at home, this Pokemon has a special ability called Zero to Hero. And that one is if you start with a Palafin, like if it's the first Mon you come out and then you switch it out and bring it back, it basically changes forms into Palafin Hero, which is the, if you're looking at the video version,
that's, and then it has like pretty much legendary stuff.
Yes. So its base speed stays 100, but then its attack goes from 70 to 160. So it gains 90 in the attack speed, and then its defenses and then special attack, everything else boosts up. But it is an Uber for a reason, because it is extremely powerful, extremely fast. You throw Choice Band on it, you put like Jet Punch, and Headbutt, and it was one hit KO everything.
There's not a whole lot to do about it. And even in OU, there was like, it forces you into very specific tanks in order to try and counter it, and even then it was still just wrecking your tanks. Like ridiculous.
It's so hard.
It's worse in doubles, but it's still like ridiculous overall. Like there's a reason I like the VGC format, is because doubles allows for more strategic thought and stuff, and like something like this can't hit both reliably, so there's more room to play with countering it. But this is a whole, like, I like it, but I just also don't like it, because when I first saw Palafin or the first evolution or whatever citizen Zero one form. I don't remember what it's called exactly.
Finizen.
Oh, that's right. Like Citizen, basically. I liked that a lot. And I caught it instantly. It was just like, oh, I'm going to freaking use this forever, because I've been wanting a dolphin Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then just once it's this, I was like, it's a cool concept, but I think it would have been better on a different Pokemon.
Yeah, no, I just think it's a really unique concept that I like a lot. And I know there was like hatred for it out there. I know he's like, you know, uber super way too powerful, but.
I think it's fine.
It comes with a compromise, right? Because if you're able to outspeed it first, and you can one hit KO it, because its speed isn't so fast that it'll be able to swap out. I mean, I guess you could swap it out. I guess there's no counter to that, because if you're swapping one out, you always go before the move hits. So
that's the main thing. Is like you could make an argument if it didn't count the Pokeball swap, but since it does count that, then there's just not really, unless like Pursuit wouldn't even one hit it, would it?
Probably not.
It would probably have to be like a freaking hella freaking strong Pokemon to do it.
I don't think you could even steal Stealth Rock.
And then even then, if you use Pursuit, there's a chance it's just flat out outspeeding you anyway, and just use Aqua Jet or whatever.
Yeah, Yeah, no, I love it though. It's creative. I think it's cool to have
it's like creative, yeah, for Pokemon. Sure.
So I'm cool with it being probably right now. I'm just in my head like top quarter, so like, you know, 250 to like 350 range.
I like that. Yeah,
like I like it overall. It's fine. Like it's just the whole. I would have preferred a normal Dolphin, like how short there's Sharpedo and Wailord and all that other stuff, where it's just a standard sea animal. I would have liked to have seen that from this.
Yeah, you shouldn't give a dolphin hands. I love the base. I don't love the hero. I think it's top half. The base is so good. It's a good dolphin.
Go ahead, Ryan. I haven't let you preach.
I don't know. I think it's just fine. I don't see. I think it's really interesting, the whole switch out and come back as the hero form thing. But yeah, I mean, it goes from a stat total of 457 to 650. It's just an insane jump.
Yeah. It's like crazy.
Overall, like design wise, I think it's fine. I don't hate this thing being in the top half, because like it does do something interesting and the design's decent. 302 is Jirachi. I know that's in that range you mentioned, Holden. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd put this above Jirachi personally.
That's fine.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Looking down more, I think I like this more than Cuffint at 326.
That's the little elephant one, right? The first form for
Copperajah.
Alakazam is at 341.
Yeah, but this is better.
Yeah, a notable bitch.
I could go above Cufant. Below Donphan, though. I'll love Donphan.
I'm fine.
Yes, we are a Gen 2 podcast.
We are.
Oh, yeah, there it Everybody is. Okay with that? Finizen evolves at level 38, which is a reference to the year 1938 when Superman debuted.
That's pretty cool.
Sceptile, though?
Yeah, better than Sceptile.
Okay. Thanks for telling me. I didn't know that. See, I thought it was worse, but now I know that it's better.
Now you know.
Confirmed.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You're teaching me so much.
Mike, you could ask me about 900 other Pokemon. I'd be like, yeah, that's better than Sceptile.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm learning things.
You're learning the wrong things, but you know.
Yeah. All right. Palafin 326. Any That's guesses fair. Where we get Palafin's name from?
Paladin?
Paladin.
Could be.
He's your pal and he has fins.
Yep. You got a pal in me?
Pretty sure this guy's going to be in Pal World. I mean, it's in his name.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
Yeah, definitely making the crossover. Paladin or Pal. Finn or Delphin, which is Spanish for dolphin.
Ah.
Just overachieving with this one.
I know. Wow,
Delfino
so
Plaza from Super Mario Sunshine.
I could see this thing in Delfino Plaza.
Right. It's
like this is totally a creature from that game.
Great Mario Kart map.
All right. Now we are down to just the re-ranks. Mike, this may be the closest you're going to get. As Go. I want to re-rank Hisuian Voltorb.
Love that for you.
Sitting somewhere in the 800s, 820s, as when I was making my notes.
Mm-hmm.
829 right now. I really like Hisuian Voltorb. I didn't expect to like Hisuian Voltorb. I'm not a Voltorb guy at the base.
You could be.
I, you know what? That's true. I haven't really given Voltorb a chance.
Water's warm. So.
But I was
you're in
really
the water
intrigued.
With a Voltorb? That's dangerous, man.
Yep.
That's a bad idea, Mike. Yeah, actually.
he's a very mature, in control of his powers individual.
I'm sure.
Yeah, there's something about the grass edition. I really like the wooden Pokeball that they went for. It's such a smart design for me. I don't think this thing deserves to be in the 800s. I'd like to see it. I don't know that it gets top half, but I'd like to see this 600s. This can move up a couple hundred spots, I feel like, at least.
Yeah, top half sounds great.
I think the texture of the Pokemon makes it way better than a normal Voltorb, just because I think the wooden Pokeballs in general in that game are really interesting. Like, it's an interesting idea. But this is also just like, what if we made Voltorb again, literally exactly the same, except now he's based on the old Pokeball. I like the
Which
texture
still doesn't
of like
make
his eyes.
Too much sense. Yeah. It's like where's like the Hisuian Voltorb should have been something that was not linked to a Pokeball, and it made sense that it evolutionarily adapted to look like a Pokeball for some reason or something. Like, it's just so weird to have a concept of like, who's the ball to capture creatures? Oh, and also there's creatures that look like this ball. It's like, what the fuck is that? What? Like, I don't like Amoongus having a Pokeball on it either, even though it explains it a little bit more. It's just like weird to me.
They heard the people. They said, the people want more Voltorb, and we're going to give it to them. They heard the cries. And they're like, run it back. Greatest hits. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. This one does it for me in a way the original doesn't. I don't know. There's something.
Yeah, it does. It has a little bit more character for sure. Like, especially with the eyes being like all ridged.
Indented. And yeah.
Looking like it's a wooden cut rather than just whatever Voltorb
and
generally
is. The expression's a little bit different. Right? Your original Voltorb is a little more aggressive.
It looks more happy. Yeah.
This is the ball you want to take home to meet your parents, where Voltorb is the one you have a crush on in high school.
Right. Yeah. Right. Voltorb's taking me out on the moped after work, you know, or this.
So you said top half, right?
I think we can get I know Michael would love top half.
So as we all know, the halfway point is Quilladin at 574. So, I would not go higher than Tinkatuff. The pre-evolution to Tinkaton. I feel like that's just a more creative line. I mean, I might go. I guess if I must go higher, I would maybe go as high as Drifblim at 553, but. That's about as far as you're going to get from me.
See, you know what? I don't know that it gets quite that high for me.
Okay.
Michael, I'm sorry, but we're moving this thing. I promise.
Hey, Pidgeotto is a real one at 577. I could go below that.
See, I see Pupitar at 587, and I like Pupitar more for sure. I see Phantump at 609.
Oh, yeah. You're so right. We're a Gen 2 podcast. We love Pupitar. Phantump rules. Okay.
But I do think we can get this thing somewhere in the 600s and have it much closer to that halfway mark. You know, more to Trubbish at 638. How do you feel about the Trubbish, Mike? I know you're.
Garbage. I almost bought a little Trubbish plush at Nationals this weekend. But I could go below Trubbish.
Okay.
All right. I mean, if we're bumping it down, might as well put it underneath Goodra at this point.
Yeah. Oh, this is way better than Goodra.
See, I could go back with this above Goodra.
Below Goodra. Like, Genetics is up to you. Below Goodra or above.
Where's Goodra?
644.
Goodra. Oh, wait, that's the ball is in your court. Literally.
I like Holden, guys. We should rank him.
88.
I'll put Holden up there.
Thanks.
10.
Yeah. Oof.
I mean, I'd probably just say below, honestly.
Okay, good.
Because I like it about the same as Charon, but.
All right. Hippopotas.
I like Treecko. Oh, yeah. I like Hippopotas more.
Yeah. So below Snorunt, below Treecko. Let's go right above Clough.
Oh, gotta be above Clough.
Yeah.
Clough. How did we rank Clough so high? Who did that episode?
Who was on that? What the hell was Clough doing?
What were they thinking?
Are we happy with this?
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm much more happy with Hisuian Voltorb at 651 over 829, wherever they started.
Yeah, the other thing we didn't talk about Voltorb, but he does have a unique type. I think only Rotom Grass form is. That's Ghost Elect. Ghost Grass. Yeah.
Changed it to be Electric Grass.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they changed him to not be Ghost anymore, right? For the forms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the
part
only
of
other
why
one
Rotom Wash popped off as like a top tier because it became a better typing overall.
Yeah. Electric and Water is sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Electric Grass out of this thing, great typing. I'm a.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's shocking that like this far into Pokemon there's still dual types that have not been done. You know, Scallopede as well, that's just this past gen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think of the four Rotom forms, the fan form or whatever the grass electric one is, like one of the higher used ones because its typing is pretty solid overall. Like, electric's only weakness is nullified by the fact that you have grass on there.
Yep.
Right.
So you're not losing anything, but also you're gaining stab on the one of the better attack types.
Because and you ditch grass's weakness to what, flying, right?
Does electric? Yeah, I don't know. I know there's a handful of tight matchups that I always like, you know what, this makes sense. And then I do it, I'm like, apparently they don't agree that this makes sense. Like, I can't think of them off the top of my head, but there's always those select few where I'm like, you know what, this makes sense. This should be weak to that. And then it's not. And I'm just like, that was not making sense.
I just remember always trying to remember fighting and flying. It was, have you ever tried to punch a bird?
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
That's true.
I never thought about it like that, but yeah, totally right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy getting to move Hisui and Voltorb. Mike, was that gratification enough?
Oh, I'm good? Just happy you brought a Voltorb here into the mix. Great job.
I got you, buddy.
Voltorb stan.
Thanks.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm just, that's my only team now. It's just six Voltorbs.
All balls. You should do a ball only run.
Balls to the walls.
Balls to balls and walls.
Oh, yeah. He'd use like Stonejourner.
Stonejourner, yeah.
What a team. All right. Well, Chris, what's your next pick?
My first re-rank for this episode is Skarmory.
Speaking of walls,
badass.
Oh yeah, Skarmory for so long was like the epitome of like, I fucking hate you.
So tanky.
Just sets up Spike and just keeps whirlwinding you and shit. You're just like, I fucking hate you, dude. Get out of here. Part of
the same team I ran Shuckle and nice sandstorm bullshit team.
Let's go.
Yeah, Skarmory is a 397 right now, very respectable. But Skarmory is the original Metal Bird. I do think they did Metal Bird better with
Corviknight,
but I think Skarmory deserves better than 397.
I think that's a reasonable request, Chris.
I think you're reasonable as well. Yeah, Skarmory's always been useful. I do like Mega Skarmory, Mega Aerodactyl better. Where do we have that one?
Where do we?
557.
Oh, well, that's because he got canceled. He was canceled. His DMs leaked.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that.
I remember now.
Like, that's fine.
What if we just keep it below Aerodactyl?
And where do we have Aerodactyl?
232, right behind Farfetch'd. Two flyers that I love Skarmory though, but I like those two more.
Yeah, I probably do like those two more. Yeah, I mean that's the right range for me. Again, we're looking back at the low kicks 242 range, Munchlax 239.
Yeah, this feels pretty right for Skarmory. Okay.
Yeah, I like it more than Drampa. More than Haxorus.
I like Haxorus more.
I'd go above Haxorus. I think this is our range. So let's just vote above or below Haxorus. Say above.
Above.
I go above.
You guys are always looking lower on the list than I am initially.
Yeah, we are a Gen 2 podcast. If you want to bump him up, feel free.
I started by looking at Corviknight at 44 and then just started scrolling down from there to try and find a chunk where
the keyboard clashing. That means Chris has spoken. That's where Skarmory's going.
233 is perfect for me, but I don't want to get in Chris's way here.
No, I think it's good. I think it's a good spot.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time like going above Salamence.
Wait,
like,
hold on. That should be above Swampert, though.
No, that's
there.
That is Swampert correct.
Will be canceled soon enough. Don't worry.
I'm deleting his DMs as we speak.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Come January 6th, Swampert will not have a place to live on this list.
This is oddly the most political two episodes of Gotta Rank 'Em All.
Yeah, it's up there. We're not even ranking the Donald Trump Pokemon.
At like number 1,100.
Yeah, it's almost about it.
Anyway. So low.
I know.
I feel, I never thought of him as the Donald Trump Pokemon when I was
gosh, he's so clearly a
Trump. I didn't see it until someone pointed it out, but that once I saw it, like, can't unsee.
It's sad.
Even like the little squinty eyes and like just the coloring and everything. It's like, Jesus. Looks like he's walking like a president.
Yeah, especially the evolved form. My next pick, maybe a little unconventional. You might not see this one coming, but this Pokemon has wormed its way into my heart from when we first ranked it. I want to re-rank Snom. This little guy. Not
the butt worm.
He has wormed his way into my heart. He really has. Anytime I think about Snom, I can't help but think about the gif of him holding a dagger in his little butt chin and just like inchworming at you as fast as humanly wormly possible. I've never used one of these things. I don't know that I ever will, but like, I really kind of just adore Snom now. This isn't the top half book, but it's somewhere in the 900s, somewhere in the 930s now.
Didn't somebody bring this onto an episode?
Yes. Yeah.
So what you're saying is they're lobbying you to put Snom up higher.
No, he's absolutely not. But his Ryan's lobbying
being paid off by big corporate.
Their lobbying is what like kind of won Snom over in my heart a little bit. Just as this cute little worm guy. I don't think we have to go crazy high.
I mean, it's worse than Staryu at 657. What was he? 900 something?
Yeah, nine.
He's worse than Gastrodon.
I see.
I think he's better than Gastrodon.
I think he's better. As high as like Vanillux.
Because I like Caracosta quite a bit more than this for sure. And like even Arcan is better for me.
I like ice cream, so I don't know where Vanillix is, Holden, but I disagree.
It's like high 600s.
Yeah, 606.
So I mean, those are better than Snom. So we're looking at 606 to like 670 then.
Phantom.
I guess I'm below Staryu at 657. Right?
They're about the, like I said, Starmie's my love. I'm not really gonna fight for Staryu. But I do like Ferrothorn a lot. He's been on a lot of my competitive teams, and I will say he just has a better design overall, just more interesting. Yeah. So that's probably my, if we're getting down this range, that's one of my caps.
I think we can stay below Ferrothorn, no problem. I think we can stay below Joltik as well. As far as like little bug creatures, I like Joltik a little bit more than this thing because I have some familiarity in use.
We can ignore the next two below that.
Gosh, what about Chimecho? Can we go below Chimecho?
Sure.
Sounds fair to me.
I think it's better than Dreadnought.
I think it's better
than... Okay.
I like the idea of...
Maybe it's not better, but, you know, everybody else seems to be arguing for it, so whatever.
Ranking Snom above...
Like, I think this would be way down lower, honestly.
I think it was perfect where it was, if I mean.
It was fair where it was, I guess, yeah.
Snom has won me over. I kind of want to use the Snom at some point. Like, I feel like I'm going to make that happen at some save. Like, I just...
You know what's
going to
evolve, right?
Never mind. I just saw Swellow. I feel like this is a good 709 after Swellow.
So stay tuned, everybody, for our post-season finale episodes where Michael just reads the list and exacerbates it all.
I am showing such restraint. Swellow's in my top 25.
I
mean,
I debated doing
Swellow.
Just like
re-ranking
the fucking list. Swellow definitely would be higher for me.
Let's go below Swellow.
Just a bird.
A badass bird. What do you mean just a bird? Birds are awesome.
I kind of wanted to stay below Swaddle at 700. That name does so much for me.
Hold on, a bird argument's bad.
I mean, Pidgeot's way higher, and like that's the good just a bird.
If you just had just a human bird, like that's still cooler than some Pokemon. Also, I said human bird, but I meant like human bird. A human bird would be nightmare fuel. They need more body horror Pokemon. Speaking of walls, I want a wall of flesh.
We need a not child Pokemon game is really what
Pow World's coming.
Pow World, baby.
Pow World. All right, that's it for Snom. Chris, who's your next re-rank?
Bampi, let's go. Bampi deserves better. We're a Gen 2 podcast here, everybody.
Gen 2.
Why is Bampi down here?
Bampi.
Bampi is at 687. I mean, he's not quite as good as Donphan. Donphan's cooler, but this guy's got the Q factor. But I think he goes, like, for me, right next to Donphan.
So Donphan's 326, if anyone's listening at home wondering. In that range, we have, we just ranked Palafin.
Worse than Buizel. Worse than Buizel. Wow, the fuck did say his name?
Floatzel?
I think Chris nailed it.
Pangoro? I think I like Pangoro a little bit more at 338, and Toxicroak a little bit more at 341. So that's...
I like it more than Mega Mawile. I think I like him more than Poochyena, personally. But less than Floatzel, I would say, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about that range, too, because I think Frogadier, I like him more than Frogadier, so... Okay. I like Toxicroak, so that's he's one of my probably my top 20s. So
yeah, I like Toxicroak a fair bit too, but I was mostly seeing the Poochyena.
Toxicroak is cool, but I like
and Mega Mawile. I was like, I don't really care for those two. I like Tortuga. Pangoro's pretty cool too, but then I'd really like Floatzel and Weasel. So
how do you feel, Ryan?
I could go above Poochyena, no problem. We're right in the right area. This feels so right. I'm hemming and hawing back and forth. Mm-hmm.
I think we all agree Poochyena is too high. So I think we should just omit that and just look at everything else, because that clearly is. If we had we should do a D ranking episode and a separate thing. Just
I'm
D-rank
saying
Tenmon.
It's the last
shuckle
episode.
Down about seven.
Be honest. The only reason we never did this before is you guys didn't want to set a dangerous precedent. It's the last episode. We can do whatever we want. Let's put Poochyena down, swap him with Voltorb.
Michael, they're gonna lower shuckle if you're doing this.
So okay, you're right. Good call. I think I think that's the second time you've been right in this discussion. I think Fampi or Pam. I think Fampi should go right behind Donphan, in my opinion.
A little too high.
Okay, I'm okay giving you guys a few more spots. We can go like below Floatzel. I like Floatzel a lot.
I think I agree with the below Pangoro call out. I would put this above Tortuga, but below Pangoro. Personally.
That sounds fair.
Okay.
Cool.
New 339 for Fampi. Little elephant boy. So cute. all right. We are leaving the realm of cute, I think, at this point. Well, for the moment.
They're
anyway.
Coming back.
Yeah, there's at least one or two more. But my next rank, I can't believe, y'all, that this Pokemon is in the 700s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is a crime that Marowak is not top half.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Let me freshly tap on my keyboard Alolan Marowak.
It's because they did it way better.
So they did do it way better. 80 is where Alolan Marowak belongs to be. So between 80 and 600.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is above.
Oh, really? Darrowed it.
This doesn't get to Alolan Marowak levels, for sure. I wouldn't make that argument. But Marowak is such a cornerstone of, like, Pokemon history. With Cubone, like, Marowak being the mother, the cooler version of Cubone, obviously. I mean, when we were all kids, we all wanted the Cubone because we had the connection from the show, how sad Cubone was. Aww. But, of course, you want the better version, and that's Marowak.
That's not true.
They grow into the skull. It looks so cool.
How many people here use a Marowak? Because I caught a Cubone and was like, I like Cubone. And then it evolved into a Marowak, and I was like, nah, that's fine.
I have used a Marowak to Elite Four.
Cubone is pretty cool.
Two occasions.
I think this guy belongs, as far as Gen 1 Pokemon go, I think he belongs right next to Primeape 366. That's kind of the vibe around that area. I like Cuomo maybe a little bit more at 369. So that's probably where I would bump him up to.
I like Cursola a lot too.
Cursola's good. Axie's fine. Sunkern is fine. Like,
Onyx. I love Marowak, but I like Onyx a lot more.
Where's Onyx?
Way down at 412.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I would obviously put Smurgle above, you know, we're a Gen 2 podcast. I put him above Marowak, but
yeah,
that's neither here nor there.
I'm not. Where's Smeargle? Where's Smeargle? Is Smeargle lower?
Is, yeah, Smeargle is 380. 380.
Oh, so, no, that's, he's looking, that's at 412 at Onyx, yeah.
I know, but I mean, if you're trying to get me down to your level, because I think that might be a little low for.
I've been trying for years to get you to come down to stoop to my level, Holden.
And I won't do it.
You're righteous.
I won't do it, man.
Yeah.
I want to call out Flaffy. I don't know. I might like Flaffy just a hair more than this.
I like Kingdra right behind that, too. 384, we're talking.
Okay. Yeah.
I like Absol more, like Grabrawler more. Maybe the
Pop. I mean, I was just looking at where Sandslash is, and I like Sandslash more personally.
Yeah. Whatever Sandslash?
401.
At that point, we might as well put him behind Onyx.
Right. But I think I like Marowak a little bit more than Onyx, but.
Okay. Do Ryan and Chris, are you the same?
I think I would put Marowak.
I could probably go Onyx. Onyx, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind Sandshrew. I like on more personally, though, but I do like Marowak more than Sandshrew, so it's like, eh. I like Houndstone more, though, so.
Charjabug. Good for Charjabug.
Good for Charjabug.
Yeah, I like Charjabug.
Yeah, Charjabug's sick.
So I mean, below Houndstone, are we feeling that? 408.
Below Houndstone, above Choodle. I'm okay with that. I think this gets this in the top half, out of the 700s. It felt so wrong to leave Marowak in the bottom half of this list.
Right.
That's fair. And Choodle does suck, so above Choodle.
All right, Marowak, a new 408.
We're coming back to the cute zone for Piplup.
Oh, my
boy. He's probably, I would say probably.
He's already too high.
Best starter of all time.
I think he's already pretty appropriately high at 162.
He's better.
Yeah.
He's better.
Torchic is not gonna... better, dude.
What? No.
Torchic is better.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Torchic is better.
He is not better. Torchic is a dumb little one.
Torchic is fine. I like Torchic, but it's not better than Piplup.
Torchic is better than Piplup, but you know, whatever. You can be wrong.
Rowlet is, and that's only 9 spots higher.
I feel like the max this moves is 3. Houndoom and Butterfree.
Wow.
I don't think he can go above those.
Like Mudkip's 20, like. He does, but we are in hot territory.
I'm not trying to move this up to top 100. I want to move Mudkip.
I like Totodile more, but I do like Piplup more than Mudkip.
Piplup is the best starter in my mind. Like, there's no better like level evolution.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, the gloves are off.
Just kidding.
I mean, I think it's him and Squirtle tied for number one in my mind.
I'm going to go start looking through Holden's Twitter history to try and get him canceled.
Yeah. Well, I know someone you can see about that. He's the best starter.
Litigator. Starter.
Oh, I just meant a therapist or a counselor.
Oh, thank you. That's what you're referring to. Well, I think Palmot sucks at 123, so we should go above Palmot. And I don't like Superior. Sorry, Ryan. I honestly think Superior is like bottom two final evolutions.
Holden, we just have wildly different thoughts on starters. That's
that's what it seems like.
I like Piplup, don't get me wrong, but Piplup is like maybe just above average for me.
Yeah. Chimchar and like Rowlet are just above this, and those I think are, I don't know, I love Rowlet a lot more than Piplup.
Yeah, I would Piplup's rank better than Rowlet. A lot higher than Piplup as far as starters, at least.
Hey,
genetics, help us out here. Where were you looking? You're okay with below Mudkip, right? Agree with me. God damn it.
Yeah. I said I like Totodile more, but I like Mudkip less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm the one that brought it, and I want it below Mudkip still. But.
Butterfree's the third best Pokemon, and it's at 156.
Butterfree's
the third best Pokemon is apparently Shuckle, Mike, actually.
No, that's number one.
I mean, Butterfree is pretty cool.
That's fine. If you guys aren't letting us go above
Democracy is about to happen.
Then that's fine. But let it be known, Piplup deserves to be in the top 100.
Totodile? I think it... Yeah.
Sure, Totodile. Totodile deserves to be in the top 100 too, but we're not moving up everything. We're just moving up one thing.
I can put Piplup above Mudkip and below Totodile. That's in my
I would have put Piplup below Roserade. Whoa. First. Those two are right there. Those two are so much better than Piplup.
Can't be Ninetales. Ninetales is way hotter than Piplup.
That's true.
Only because you're problematic if you think Piplup is hot. That's only where you want.
I can be honest with myself. I don't need to act on those feelings.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just saying. I'd put it below Ninetales.
He already tried to.
It's written.
It's written in. There's no way you can change it.
Not a single way. It's
impossible.
It's good. It's fine.
Who would have thought Piplup would be the contentious pick here? It is.
You're welcome, babe.
All right. My next pick, Chris and I are both in agreement. This Pokemon got trashed undeservedly before we even got our hands on this game. I want to re-rank Kleavor. It was 950 something. It's a catastrophe.
Yeah, this Pokemon's cool.
I mean, I think 900 is low, but I think it's not top half, personally.
I think it's top half.
I don't think so. I think Scizor and Scyther beat it out by like a crap ton, honestly.
Yeah, they do. Those are both like really, really high.
I agree with both of you. Yeah. I think Scizor and Scyther are two and four.
Scizor is like so freaking high on my list that you came out with like clunky, stupid ass looking Scizor. You cannot expect me to be like, oh yeah, Kleavor's
so not
cool.
Clunky. Like, he's like a barbarian.
He's clunky,
you know?
Looking.
It's, I know people don't like barbarians, but he's like a barbarian.
I don't care about him.
I don't get clunky from Kleavor. Scizor is 38. A lot of love on this
list. Scyther is 49. So yes, worse than both of those, but still top half.
I don't know. What's the half number? 600?
Yeah, 674. But basically Quilden, because that's where we're going to move them. So above that, I'm a fake gamer boy. I should have played Legends Arceus. I know, eyes wide open. I need to play it. But I don't have the quite the connection you guys do, but I'm willing to believe you that he is badass and it's a cool boss fight and all that stuff. Yet I think maybe Score Bunny Rillaboom probably is just better design wise in my head. 552.
I think it's
hate that generation starters. Yeah, I mean, to be fair to you,
I like those ones, but I still think above Rillaboom.
Okay.
Where's Rillaboom at?
552.
I mean, how high were you guys thinking then? Give me a number. Name your price.
This is your re-rank, Ryan. Give him a number.
And I'll talk to you
below. Below Hisuian Typhlosion at 473.
Okay, we can go below that. Next, I'm seeing probably Wobbuffet. I think it's just a little bit more iconic in my mind. So, and that's 513. So I'm going to say below that. If we can, for all the Bulbasaur hitters, we can put above Bulbasaur at 516 if you want.
For all the marbles.
531. Actually, no, I like it more.
I'm happy above Bulbasaur.
Yeah, I'm okay between Toadschool and Bulbasaur. New 516.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think I like this more than Bisharp. Oh, wait, that is lower. Never mind. You're good.
Wow, shot thrown.
Cringe.
That's the main thing with this list. You have to look for chunks of names.
Mm-hmm.
In order to figure out where you want it, because at the end of the day you scroll up just a little bit and then you're like, why is that right there?
If I start scrolling
names, just look for yelling. A chunk of names, you're like, I like all of those, I don't like a few of the, okay, or somewhere here.
So wait, is this top half, right? Because I like Sleevor. Okay.
Yeah. This went from 950 something to 516. We made a big jump with Kleavor, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
Chris, what's your next pick?
All the ones I got left are cute. We got Esper, who contains the power to murder everybody, and is barely containing that power, which I think is fun lore. And it's also a cute little psychic type.
I think my first episode we ranked Esper, and I said something about, like, it has the power to do it, but it never does. So it's just like one of those people that are like, hey, I could have like passed that class if I wanted to. I just didn't want to. So like, I didn't. Like,
I just chose to get high and play Legend of Zelda instead.
Yeah. But you know, I just like flunked out, but no big deal.
I mean, you cannot tell me that Pokemon would not be a fucking pothead.
That's a fine life choice. All right. We're not disparaging.
I know. I'm just saying. That's what it looks like. He's going to say.
Yeah. But, Brian, this is a pothead Pokemon, man. Help me out here.
Okay. But I don't ever get that stare. All right. That's a level of stone that I don't even hit.
That's what I'm saying. That stare is like you're freaking so far past fate.
You know what? Okay. You know what? I just smoke flower. Esper here does dabs and way too many in the same day. That's the real problem.
Ryan, who is the dankest Pokemon out there?
The dankest, but I think we'll get to that if we're gonna do some funny ranks. My pick for 420.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think my Noctowl at 493 is probably just one that I like better. Just from an overall design standpoint, just because Esper looks, I get, it's kind of cute, kind of like a bedhead, like frazzled vibe, you know. I get the appeal, but I don't want to go any higher than that.
Okay. What do you like about Noctowl, I guess, other than the shiny? The shiny is amazing, and obviously you see it a ton in the show, but like generic Noctowl. It's just a bird, which you was disparaging earlier.
No, Noctowl is like a really sick owl. Like, I think it just, there's something very cool about, like, I mean, first of all, nocturnal and owl, that's kind of cool. But I love the way that it like just kind of looks like a fierce. And it was also just one of the first like mons that once like the Gen 2 like Johto League anime came out, I was like, oh snap! You know, it just felt momentous. Even though yes, it's just a bird, it's still like it's like a scary bird. You know, it just kind of. The fact that you only evolve it at night, like there's a lot of like little things about Noctowl that just kind of left an impression on me. You can evolve it during the daytime. Sorry, you only catch it at night.
He says it's not just a bird; it's an owl.
Yeah, just say what type of bird it is. It's fine because an owl is actually just a bird, Holden.
And that was a sick bird, though.
That's. I mean, you're right. So birds are
cool in general. So
yes.
We need to get the five of us together for more podcasts.
Genetics, you haven't said anything. Do you even like Esper?
I'm not sure. I mean, yeah, Esper's fine. Noctowl's at 493.
I definitely would put it higher than that. I'd probably put it in, like,
I don't know, but I would. I like Noctowl.
Son of a bitch.
But yeah, look, I'm looking. Let me try and find a different chunk of Pokemon. You said high
300?
I mean low
300? Yeah, low 300s, high
400s. See, I can't go higher than Vaporeon for obvious reasons.
Did you know?
Yeah, Cutiefly and Snivy are still at 451 and 452.
It's better than
I like those more.
Let's put it right above Marowak just because.
No reason.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, you take put them in the 300s. I'm saving my energy for Crobat.
I mean, I would say I like it more than Crawdon personally, but less than Sandshrew. But Kecleon's better, so never mind that.
Okay.
Moltres is so much cooler.
Yeah, I would put.
That's 421.
Oh, 421 Moltres.
I think I'd put this above.
Mamoswine's cooler too, but I like it more than Tapu Koko's better. Tyrant's better.
Baggin though at 426.
Yeah, I would go above Amara and Baggin.
Okay, Baggin was a mistake. We can probably just ignore that one.
I just
I do like the evolution line, of Bagon, like the whole like hair becomes the cocoon and then
it gets better.
I think the evolution tells a story in its design as compared to a lot of them don't really seem to. Part of why I like Skeledirge so much is like it tells a story through its evolution. Like the little soul becomes the egg in the sombrero, and then it hatches out to be the bird, which also is based on the fact that alligators have birds in the Nile that clean their teeth and shit. So there's just like all these different layers to it.
Yeah, okay.
Is that one Amaura? I've never said that Pokemon's name before. Amora?
Amara?
I was just saying Amara. I don't even know if I remember exactly what it is.
That's probably the right range.
Like the dinosaur.
That's probably
the right range then.
I'm
happy right above.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I would just go right above it, personally.
I hit the request edit access button, so whenever you want to know.
No specific.
Yeah. That.
The first thing he's changing is Voltorb.
Of course, naturally.
There are a lot of things. #StopTheSteal
Stop the count.
He's going to be lining up outside of your guys' houses.
Our final ranks for this season of Gotta Rank 'Em All. My final re-rank is Crobat. This criminal that Crobat is in the 600s. Mm-hmm. This is
below fucking Golbat for some
reason. Listen back to the episode where we ranked that, because I'm pretty sure I for some reason was dunking on him and I don't know what I was on because I like Crobat. I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but he's way higher.
So admirable of you. Remember, we're being politicians. You're supposed to always double down, never be receptive to information, never apologize. So this is great, Chris. Crobat's top 100 for me, baby. Ooh. Easy.
I would agree. I think Crobat is a top 100 Pokemon. Let's personally.
I would go that high personally.
But man, the top 100 in this list is crowded. Gliscor is at 112. That is a tough comparison in my
mind. I like Gliscor more personally.
Agreed.
Not even close. I like Crobat more, but I'm in the minority apparently.
I'm going down quite a bit. Gyarados is 211. I like Gyarados and Sharpedo at 212 better than Dragonair at 213. So that's probably the range I'm looking at, just
right to you. I like Fat Pikachu more.
I like Gallade more.
No, I like this so much more. I like this on like Chandelure level 178. For me, this is like Chandelure's like number 4 all time, and Crobat's number 5 for me. I adore Crobat.
Say it with me. We are a
Gen 3
podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
I would go above Talonflame and below Gigantamax Lapras.
Oh, Talonflame rules.
I
like Talonflame a lot too, but I think I like Crobat a little bit more, and their niche feels Chandelure's
better. Chandelure, Dragapult are better.
That is true, but I think I like Gallade Crobat better than Gallade. I do agree is better, but I'm trying to give Ryan something here.
I'm giving Ryan like 400 spots.
You're giving Ryan a list of Pokemon that aren't as cool as
because we can also
because
Glaceon, Jolteon, Ho-Oh I like better, so it definitely does not go above there.
Listen, Sudo, I mean,
Ludo, I don't know why the fuck that's 174 personally, but
I think it should be.
We are a Gen 2 podcast.
I think it should be right behind Umbreon at 57.
Yeah, I mean, Holden, I was given a lot because I could put this like right next to Corviknight at 44 on my for me, it's that high. So coming down and seeing Ho-Oh, Talonflame, Chandelure, that area of other Pokemon that are really near and dear to my heart, this is like right up there for me.
I like him more than Trevenant, and I like him more than Mega Blastoise.
Yeah, I'll give
I you like him more than Trevenant, and I love Trevenant.
I'll give you 181 right above Trevenant underneath Mega Blastoise, because Mega Blastoise is just a badass.
Necrozma? You guys want this to be behind Necrozma?
That's his whole argument all the time. Just like, where's the one exact Pokemon? You want this combo, Lickitung?
Lilligant?
Really?
Throwback on
Lilligant? I like Lilligant like a whole fuck. And so, yes, below Lilligant.
Okay. Yeah,
the highest Scrafty as well.
The highest I would give is above Vaporeon, because Vaporeon, it is Travis, you know, it's as high as it is.
I'd take above Vaporeon.
170. Deal.
I'm sure you would take him to be above a Vaporeon.
I would. Yeah.
Did you know? That's like the don't number worry, one I'll tag in, buddy. My community. It's just, did you know Vaporeon?
Really? You're gonna put it above it, huh?
I feel like that's how you.
I'm
like
willing to give it to them, and they're both arguing for like number 10.
I would go so much harder. I could put this top 50 all day.
Yeah, it's 3-2 though.
Same.
So.
That's true.
Is it 3-2 or is it 2-2 and Chris is siding with the passion?
Fighting with the passions, right?
Okay. Ooh. All right, 170. Whatever. Take it.
Oh, I thought you were going to go higher. Okay.
Speeding its way into my heart, right up into the top echelon of this
list. I don't even care. Whatever.
So quick. So quick. Also, all the Crobat cards are so amazing and playable and energy efficient and spread damage. And I love spread archetypes.
So happy to see Crobat where they belong. And Chris, your final pick?
My final pick. I don't know. I don't remember who was on with you, Ryan, hating on Sobble so hard, but he's at 1,007.
Yeah.
This adorable little boy.
He's adorable. Mm-hmm. No, he's like a little lizard boy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Holden.
Another adorable little lizard boy.
Thanks, big lizard boy.
Gen 8 worst generation starters.
I mean, like, this is not my favorite water starter. Like, I don't think, you know, we ranked Piplup just a little while ago. It's not better than Piplup. It's not better than Mudkip. No. Not better than Totodile. But I think it belongs up towards those, like, you know, first evolution starters that are really good.
A little high, bro. Even for my taste.
Nah.
I would go between Treecko at 654 and Snivy at like 451 somewhere.
That's actually not a bad range.
Somewhere in there, I would say.
Sabo's worse than Goodra, who we ranked who we bumped up to 648.
I like Sabo more than Goodra.
Same.
I think Goodra like is high.
Sabo more than Goodra. Goodra's low, but I like Sabo.
But Trubbish is 642, so you're gonna put.
Oh yeah, 643. Trubbish. 643 sounds great. Holden knows how to play the game.
I've been on this podcast once or twice.
Yeah, Holden knows what he's doing. Let's do it. Lock it in.
Holden knows how to play the game.
Yeah. Mega Beedrill is like the one mega I like, and he just did not get a lot of love.
He could have gotten a lot of hate, though. I mean, look where Voltorb is.
Actually, I have a feeling that Russia was heavily involved in that vote.
False flag attack.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Would we not all agree that the first evolution is better than the final evolution in this case? Do you guys like Inteleon? Most people hate
it. I like Inteleon well enough. It got a lot better once it's Gigantamax.
Oh, I like to
gaslight Inteleon is better.
I like to gaslight people and talk about Sobble evolving into Greninja. Sometimes people believe you first.
That is my biggest problem with the line in general. It's just Greninja's line is just a better version of what Inteleon and them want to be.
It's like, infinitely better. It really feels like Inteleon's like the knockoff Pokemon game that's like they're like saw what Greninja did and they're like, here's our version.
Yeah. But it is so cute. So yeah.
What is Inteleon at?
I can agree four or something. I can agree below Froakie for sure. Froakie's at 353. I don't know. I like above Inteleon. 483.
You like him more.
But yeah, that's like 200 spots away.
Yeah, and it's also like 130 spots away from where I would actually like to put it, which is like below Froakie. Because, I mean, it's not the best water starter for sure, but I don't know, it's still gonna move
anyway. So
what were you looking at
between Trico at 653 and Snivy at like 450 something?
Just however many spots you put him above Trubbish, let's bump Crobat up that many.
Where's call it, and call at? It a day.
Trubbish is 600 something.
642.
So,
you take him as high as you want, and Crobat soars that high too.
No. I mean, as far as starters go, like, I like Chikorita at 503 more.
I agree.
Okay. I agree with that too. We're a Gen 2 podcast.
Are a Gen 2 podcast. Bulbasaur at 519.
Bulbasaur sucks though. This is way better.
Bulbasaur is so freaking
cool. Sobble sucks pretty hard too.
What's wrong with Sobble? You just hate Sobble. These are amazing Pokemon. Neither of them suck.
I don't.
It's above Popplio.
Oh, I forgot about Popplio. Yeah,
Popplio is no good.
And no Popplio's 566.
I'll give you all, guys.
Popplio. I'll give you above Popplio. You know what? I'll give you above Rillaboom at 554.
Okay.
But for me, it's below Vespiquen. For
Hold on, are you above Quillodon yet? Are you above half?
Yeah, I thought Quillodon was like 577.
Yeah, 570 something. Okay, yeah, okay. 578.
578.
Perfect. Above Rillaboom. I love it.
Chris, I'll take it.
Oh, Pidgeotto.
Stop looking. Everything's
582.
I'm typing.
Looking at the list. It's done. It's in there. It's not in there yet.
I think five, just eight, below two. Half is right.
582.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Below Pidgeotto? Oh, you guys want to go below half? Well, hold on, how many are on the list total?
It's halfway number is 574.
Oh.
The halfway number will change. And we know that all the new Pokemon are gonna be below these. So
it will, the 574 will change, but for today the halfway will be 574.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So I'm fine putting this above half. No, I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine getting it just above half, Chris. Where was what was the
below Vespiquen and above Rillaboom was where I was looking.
Yes.
I think Scorbunny's a better starter from that same evolution, though. And that's right underneath Rillaboom.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, also, I know you tried to make Obama Snow, but you spelled Obama wrong.
Good. Nice. That's what we intended. Glad you caught that. You're the first one. Congratulations. You just won $1. Give it to you next time I see you. First time I see you.
like the second. Oh, okay.
If you give them $1, they'll put Voltorb one spot higher.
Oh, I'm prepared to.
Yeah, every dollar you give me, I'll move Voltorb up one spot.
That should be a Patreon tier. I'm in. Jesus. Oh my god, I can get Volt. Okay.
Okay. This arbitrary list.
Yeah.
He's like, my money's arbitrary anyway. I don't care.
Money's no good in the bank. I want my grandchildren to see I was on the right side of history. Yeah, you know, like my grandparents were like, yeah, I wish I would have marched with Dr. King. And I'll be like, yeah, I didn't sit on the sidelines. I Venmo'd $1,000 to Chris to get Voltorb
number one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, that's all our chosen re-ranks, but as Holden mentioned, and I forgot to prep for beforehand, we got to do some funny ranks. There's some things on this list that have to be just right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with what I would assume is the biggest funny number, 420.
So we got to start with low numbers, right? Because we got to go low to high, because otherwise everything will shift above it.
Oh, that's a good point.
So we got to start with 69.
Yeah. It should probably be Piplup.
You're awful. I hate you.
That's terrible.
I hate you. No, the obvious one, I think. So the idea here, again, we're not lowering anything. So it has to be underneath 69. And I would say Lickitung is probably the closest one that makes sense at 107 and just bumping that up to 69. I feel like
Ninetales
is not bad either.
Hatterene, though. The butt plug Pokemon.
Hatterene.
That's only a 71. That's not even
only a 71. Yeah, that's not a big jump. Yeah, that's not bad. But Hatterene's like not as notorious as Lickitung. And I feel like, who brought on Lickitung? Was that Smithy?
Smithy. James.
So I feel like this, at least somebody, you know, was passionate about Lickitung once, so it doesn't feel like too wrong to jump it up.
I was passionate about Ninetales for most of puberty, honestly.
Here's the thing, the argument for which Pokemon is 69 also depends on the gender of the person that's hooking up with the Pokemon.
Yeah, Lickitung's good for everyone. Male, female.
I don't know.
Non-binary. Lickitung makes me happy for sure.
What about Ditto?
Hey.
Ditto's, oh, that's a great suggestion.
Whoever you want it to be.
That's right.
Yeah. Whatever
it,
freaky.
It has definitely done the most.
Damn, it could
69.
Be a pit love for Mike.
Yes, exactly.
Ditto has done the most
Loophole.
69.
That's true. That's true. Ditto has done the most 69 in its entire like longevity, its career. I'm down for that.
I don't know if you can make eggs from 69.
Let's try it out.
You gotta have some foreplay, man.
When you're Ditto, I mean, what does it matter? You know, you just like just maneuver the baby goop to wherever it's needed.
Oh my god!
I don't like the way
I'm no longer a goop man. We need to bump down Goodra.
Could have been goop, not baby goop. I don't know.
Okay, move Ditto. I think it sounded like we were all happy with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Ditto at 69.
Again, this is my podcast now. 100 bouncer, that's a big number that we care about, so I figured we should move something up to be like a good bououncer.
Oh gosh, that Ditto bump put Garbodor very close. Oh, Pachirisu works, honestly.
Yeah, Pachirisu is the bouncer.
The gatekeeper.
Doesn't it work? I guess if it's 3 versus 2, that's fine. We can keep that, whatever.
Yeah, I suppose. If it is 3 against 2.
I was going to try to get King Gambit up, but
that's fine.
Oh, he's at 111. That's still a pretty good number, too, though.
Cool number.
It's very numerological.
Sure. So if we're fine with that, the next number I had in my mind was 151, just because that's an important Pokemon number.
That's the Mew number, yeah.
Oh, it should be Mew.
Mew's way higher, though, I think, right?
Yeah, I think you got Mew higher than that.
We can't downgrade him.
No,
we're
not
going to really good.
I'm just looking in that
Butterfree
range.
Just find the closest original 151. Seriously, that's what I was gonna say before I saw it was Butterfree.
157, that doesn't actually feel like a bad move up.
That's I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
There's not another. I feel like, the next one would be Vaporeon is the next original. Jolteon's at 172. Dear God in heaven, forgive us for our crimes. This is how Oppenheimer felt when he created the atomic bomb. This is the lament that he processed. That's what I'm going through.
What have I done?
Episode end. I am become death, destroyer of worlds.
Next funny number.
That's his villain. He's like Jolteon at 172.
I'm looking at 420. I think that's the next one down. I don't have anything in between 151 and 420.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I know my pick for 420. I know the Pokemon I would go to as the stoner.
You have the most say, for sure.
Oddish. I think Oddish is the most visually immediately marijuana leaf.
Yep.
The name is something that, like, kind of flows in tune with stoners being an odd person, you know, like Oddish feels very right at number 420.
And I love Oddish, and that's a big bump for it, so I'm all in.
243 bump.
Let's go.
Hey, we'll take the bump.
Yeah, I honestly, it's the Pokemon I always envisioned at 420.
I think when you first said it on one of the first episodes, I was like, yeah, I think Ryan's onto something.
Yeah, that is the weed Pokemon in my mind, it always has been.
Good. Next up is our issue, and like we've all mentioned a few times here, 574 halfway. That's the whole running gag of the show, is that the stupid ass
Quillodon's the most mid Pokemon.
Yeah, Quillodon just being the most mid Pokemon.
But all right, but here's the hear me out. This is the halfway mark.
Uh-huh.
What if we had a Pokemon that was exactly 50% segmented by one hard line and was one color on one side and one color on the other?
Oh, shit.
A demarcation line.
He's cooking.
Half red, half white, the two colors of this franchise.
It's the perfect flag to split this, the great divide between the top half and the bottom half should be Voltorb.
Michael, I can't be angry for shooting your shot.
I would give it to him just because that's a very valid point.
It's gotta be Quilladin. It's been a joke for like 30 episodes now or something. Yeah. That Quilladin's in this.
Then we have a Pokeball in the center of the lift too.
So after halfway point, I have two more chances for you, Mike. I think it's gonna be the last one though. This one is 666, number of the beast. I figure we need some kind of beast up there, but I'm trying to look like down. What's a good beast? Or like a fire thing, you know, like a magma or something like that.
Who gets to 666?
Oh, Shroomish.
I mean, where is
that? Is there any Pokemon that people call Satan, you know? Because like in League of Legends, everyone calls like Teemo Satan so much that they like made a skin line where he's as the devil.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, that's not a bad pick if we'd put Teemo.
Put Teemo on the list.
Yeah. That is
Missingo is on it.
I still think Voltorb should be mid.
He's like mid, but like in the worst wave, like when someone says that Pokemon's mid. Like they don't actually mean like
middle
halfway.
Of the pack,
like middle of the pack. They meant like trash ass.
Means nothing to me.
You could go Buzzwall or like Magma.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like an Ultra Beast. That's a good one.
Buzzwall, I feel like, is actually a great call out. Move up 300 spots.
How have we not had like a Cerberus?
Oh wait, never mind.
Basically Houndoom was
Houndour? Yeah, but
they're
above 666. Yeah, that's the.
But the one thing that would be like the Cerberus. Let me look at Magmar, because that's like the one that I was thinking of. Magmar's at 829, so it might be too high of a jump.
I would do that.
Big jump, but.
Yeah, it's kind of a big jump. But he does look very devilish. He's literally got flame hair.
All right, so hear me out. Hell is red. I know a Pokemon that's half red.
And heaven is white, so.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
That would be a big ass jump, but the one that looks the most devilish that's actually below for me is Grimmsnarl. Right?
Grimmsnarl. Oh,
I
no.
love Grimmsnarl.
I absolutely love
Grimmsnarl.
That would be a very big jump.
That would be a big jump, and I'm biased, and then.
But it looks very devil-like.
I mean,
the funny numbers are more important. The integrity of this list, which let's be honest, it is. Maybe we can move up in Star.
Oh, whoa, the funny numbers are important. What got the biggest laugh? What funny number suggestion?
Here's a problem also with 666 is that I typed in Pokemon Devil and it comes up a Giratina. But we have that way higher, so it's like.
Well, that's also what I looked up, and actually, right before Giratina is the pre-evolution of Grimmsnarl. That's where I got that from. So.
Impidence.
Okay. Yuck. Or Mordrem.
Yeah, but Grimmsnarl for me would be. Better.
I like the fire though.
I mean, yeah, the fire makes sense too.
Because one's like a demon, one's like the devil. So it's just like which one do you feel like fits the number of the beast better?
I don't know. I the fact that the fire one's less of a massive jump, I think I'd prefer to go with fire.
What if we just went in the opposite direction and it was just Vivillon? Who is actually just number 666?
That's funny. Wait, what if we just, guys, this would have been way easier if we just did them all by dex number.
Oh, shit.
Oh, let's start the podcast.
That could have saved us so much time.
A few years.
And I mean, on average, Gen 2 would have ranked pretty favorably.
Yeah,
that is true.
On average.
Unfortunately, Gen 1 would have all been at the top, and that's incorrect.
That's not true. Yeah. All right, yeah, no, let's go Magmar. I'm happy with that. Even though Grimmsnarl I would prefer, I think Magmar just makes
I think, sense. I mean, I like Grimmsnarl more than it got ranked, so if you want to bump that one up.
Let's take a vote. I'd say Magmar.
I say Grimmsnarl.
Oh, I say Magmar.
I'm going to go Grimmsnarl because I like it more, but I get both ways.
Ryan, and Cybreaker.
I think I like the Grimmsnarl call out more for 666, honestly. I like the demon, yeah.
I mean, he's also pretty good in competitive.
So. Oh, he's incredible. I can't stand that Pokemon. Part of me hates putting that thing high, but I really like the idea of it as the devil.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he is one of those Pokemon when you see him in a competitive battle, you're just like, I fucking hate you now.
Yeah. See, I see him and I want to like stab my eyes out with forks.
Right. Like if I saw a Magmar, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty dumb choice on your part.
All right. So we're gonna go with Grimmsnarl 66. And then the last number I had was I wrote down it was 1,000. So
let's give it to Voltorb.
Then I think that's fitting. That's what I was kind of hinting at earlier.
Oh, when people ask me my favorite number, there's been a lot of time in my life where I say 1,000. I love doing 1,000 of anything. That makes me feel happy.
You know what? I was on board, and then he told that shitty story.
No. I just got back from the beach, and every time I go to the beach, I try to get 1,000 consecutive paddle ball hits with those wooden paddles, and I just can burn hours out there chasing 1,000.
I'm just kidding. It does make sense. It's fair.
So I really love the low mid
Pokemon ever.
Now we have the 100 bouncer, and then now we have the 1,000 bouncer.
Let's go.
Does it really belong above the 1,000 bouncer?
Yeah, right.
Being 1,000 is cooler than whatever the middle number is. I like this. Now, you just need to add equal numbers on either side of him when new Pokemon
come always.
So everything for the next several generations.
900 Pokemon need to be bad.
I got to be on an episode where Voltorb moved. This is so exciting. I'm so happy.
I can't think of any potentially other funny numbers in this list.
Oh, we don't have 5 digits. We can't do the boobs number.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
We're very, very long way from that.
Someday we'll re-rank Gardevoir.
The gamer number, the lead.
That's probably the next one. It'll be 1337 in a couple more generations.
Oh, yeah, that's not here either. I can't think of any more funny numbers.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I'm happy with that.
So we've done it. Gentlemen.
Besides just the stupid shit like 404 and fucking other stupid 404. Shit.
1,147 Pokemon. 2.5 years, 69 nice episodes.
Nice.
Completely unplanned. Nice. It is amazing that happened.
Yeah, I can't believe that it just happened to work
out.
God
is real.
all because I looked at Chris one day and was like, hey, it's the Pokemon's 25th anniversary. We should do some kind of fun podcast around that. And settled on this.
Yeah, Game Informer was ranking game characters at the time, if you listen to the Game Informer show, and we were like, let's just do that, but with Pokemon, and actually do all of them, because it's not possible to do every video game character ever.
Yeah, there's just too many. But we can do every Pokemon, at least until they release more Pokemon. But here we are. We've done it for the moment, at least. Guys, thanks so much for joining us, not just tonight, but throughout all of the episodes y'all have been on, and all of our guests listening in. Thank you so much for joining us while we made this happen. This has been a really exciting and fun journey the whole way through. It's been a blast to get together and talk with some of our close friends about this IP that we all love and hate and love to hate and hate to love so much in every way, shape, or form. Because
I mean, I do like Pokemon a lot, but with every new generation, I do lean more into not liking it as much. Because
they make it hard.
They make it very hard. It's like, it could be so freaking good, but the games are just so lazy nowadays. That's the main thing. The cards are cool. The anime has been pretty cool overall the last few seasons. Like, it's a good IP. Just the main thing, which is the freaking video games, are just lacking a little bit. And it's hard to see stuff like Tears of the Kingdom come out running pretty well overall. And then you go see the Pokemon game and you're like, what happened here? It's just, that's the only thing.
Yeah, there's a certain level that you can blame the Switch, but for sure when you see, like, Tears of the Kingdom is a way more impressive game.
Tears of the Kingdom, Xenogears, like, even crap like Bayonetta and everything. It's like, they do have frame dips, they do have issues, but it's like they're very well optimized for the most part. Then you go to Pokemon, you're like, why is things popping in when it's, like, a foot away from me? And there's so many little issues, but and it sucks because it is one of my favorite recent gens too, as far as Pokemon designs go.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we'll be here one way or another, though, to continue finalizing the most important decisions.
Wait, aren't you going to read the list?
Right now?
Right now, this episode?
No, you have to get, like, a three-hour loop of the Pokemon rap, and then just wrap it all.
Maybe another night, Chris and I will get together. We'll read the list for...
I would, yeah. I'd love to hear that.
I mean, because I assure you, nobody that's listening. Okay,
we'll call it a bonus episode so that we can still say the last episode was 69.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, this is the last episode, right? It's
I would listen to you read the whole list right now, but should you at least read like the big ones? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't even do a list refresher.
That's true. How far do we want to go? What do we want to do? We've got, you know what? Ooh. We've got five people here. How about we each take 10 of the top 50?
Sounds good.
Oh, sounds good.
All right. I'll take the top 10.
Yeah, we'll go backwards from 50 down.
Okay.
So I'll take the first 50.
All right.
So at 50, we got Dragonite. 49, we got Scyther. 48, we got Snorlax. 47, we got Kabutops. 46, we got my boy Slowking still keeping his weight in the top 50. Let's go. And then at 45, we got Metagross. 44, we got Corviknight. 43, we got Charizard. 42, we got Quilava. 41, we got Gigantamax Charizard. And 40, we got Mega Scizor. I read 11, sorry.
It's okay. I'll take the 9. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh.
Because I was like, oh, Infernape Scizor plays again.
Yeah, those rules. Scizor. Okay, let's just say it again. I'm happy you got to be read twice now.
Okay. 39 is Infernape, 38 is Scizor, 37 is Blaziken, 36 is Arcanine, 35 is Gengar, 34 is Meowth, 33 is Rotom. It doesn't specify which form though.
All of them.
32 is Hisui and Zarua. 31 is Mega Alakazam. Is Mega Blaziken a part of that? 30? No, and then that was 29. Yeah.
I tried to find my Scizor shirt when Kleavor came up, but I couldn't find it.
Is it the little Scizor one? I should have worn my freaking shirt. I found this website. No, I found this website. Record the podcast. You should go look it up. Look up Little Scizors. But this website has like tons of freaking real life brands, but they're with Pokemon. So like Arby's, it's like the Arbok is the Arby's design. The two shirts I've gotten from there so far is a Charpodal. It's Charmander in the little Chipotle thing. And then the other one's Baja Blastoise. So it's like Blastoise riding Baja Blast and shit. And the other one I want to get is the Little Scizor.
That's pretty good.
Scizor, the Little Scizor in the Little Caesars position, like eating the pizza and shit.
It's pretty good.
So if you just look that up, you can find shit tons of really cool fucking stupid Pokemon brand names.
Okay. Number 30 is Mega Blaziken, as we said. Number 29, Lucario. Number 28, Lycanroc.
He disappeared.
27. I forgot my Lapras hat. Number 27 is Lapras.
Wow.
Number 26 is Garchomp. Number 25 is Blastoise. Number 24 is Gigantamax Gengar. Number 23 is Lechonk. Let's go. Number 22, Charmander. And number 21 is Empoleon.
I thought you were just like really mad about Lycanroc being number 28 and you ran away.
No. I wanted to get my Lapras hat. Like
a stuffed animal or something.
I remembered the Lapras hat from earlier. I'm like, oh, okay.
Nice. I'll do the next one. Number 20 is Haunter. Number 19, Volcarona. I can't believe I had to read that. That's disgusting. Number 18, Mega Lucario. Number 17, Mega Gengar. 16, Darkrai. 15, Hawlucha. 14, Zoroark. 13 Deoxys, 12 Mega Garchomp, and 11 Hisuian Zoroark. Ryan, I just want you to read number 3.
Yeah, you had to read 19, so I have to read 3. All right, that's the trade-off. Number 10, Mega Rayquaza. Number 9, Galarian Articuno.
That has been there a long freaking time.
A long time, yeah. Number 8, Cyndaquil. Number 7, Galvantula.
Good one.
Number 6, Mega Charizard X. Number 5, Squirtle. Number 4, Decidueye. Number 3,
Shuckle.
Shuckle.
That is not a number 3. That's like that's a number,
number it's not 900. It should be number 1. We know.
Yeah.
Number 2, Lugia. And number 1, Greninja.
Woo. Number 0 is missing
no. Yeah, but number 0 is missing no, and number negative infinity divided by 2 is Mecha Mew 2.
You don't know what that is, go back and listen to Bob Beal's last episode.
I only vaguely remember what it is. This has been a real journey, everybody. We will be back when there are more Pokemon to be ranked. But for the time being, thank you all. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm sorry. I'm being a rude host. Everyone gets there to plug go. Something. Victorian Genetics. Do you have anything to plug?
Just search Victorian Genetics on all the platforms pretty much, and it'll come up with my channel usually. Like, I do have the URL for on YouTube too. So the www.youtube.com/Victorian Genetics.
Check them out. Michael, another movie?
I was gonna say, I just bought the domain for podcastyourwedding.com, but it has nothing there yet. But my friends and I are podcasting weddings and people are paying us money. So if you want that, we can do that.
What exactly does that even mean?
It's more like a video guest book. I think the last time you were on, you told us about it. And I watched one. It was very fun.
Okay. Yeah, it's. I feel like we're only getting better. It's a fun idea. Also, How to Waste Your Time is this great show that I am a big fan of.
Yeah.
Holden, do you have any plugs?
I mean, go off, King. You want to promote my show for me? How to Waste Your Time. It's just my big passion product. I decided one day, I was like, hey, I listened to like 10 different podcasts because I like 10 different things. Like, what if I had one podcast where I could learn about a new movie, learn about a new TV show, learn about anime, learn about a sport. And so that's where I kind of came up with How to Waste Your Time, where me and my best friend just review some different mediums of entertainment every single episode. We talk about a few different things. So if you find something you don't like you're like, oh, I'm not going to play board games. They got time codes in the show notes. You can just skip around, listen to your favorite stuff. And I've already convinced these guys that they're going to be featured on the anniversary episode. So they're all going to recommend me something. So be sure to listen. It should be coming out at the beginning of August, right around when you hear this episode. So be sure to check out How to Waste Your Time, and you get to hear some more of review some more Holden on in your life.
Yeah. It's a fun time. Chris, any plugs for us?
Yeah, follow us on twitch.tv/friendlyfirepod. We stream Wasted there usually every Saturday. I think that's really the main stream we're doing, other than when there's like, you know, PlayStation Showcase, Switch Showcase, whatever, Nintendo Showcase. We'll stream those usually as well, as long as I'm available. And we have a lot of fun.
Wasted is getting drunk playing games, right?
Playing games.
Yeah, a lot of Diablo lately, but Remnant 2 is around the corner. I know we're all pretty excited for that.
Exoprime, we will try for at least a week. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah, it's coming to Game Pass. Might as well try it. Baldur's Gate, who knows exactly, but that's a potential for sure for the guys. But that's for console, a little bit further away still.
August 3rd, I thought.
No, that's PC only. Yeah,
September 6th, I think.
Yeah. Consoles, September. Yeah.
That's kind of weird to be like, we want to get out of the way of Starfield and shit, and then not bump up the console one too.
I think that's the main one. Longer to get to 60 FPS or something.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but it's still kind of weird.
And check out our YouTube channel where I'm streaming Kingdom Hearts. We're on Dream Drop Distance. I'm slowly losing my mind because that game is a video game.
I mean, for me, it is one of the better ones, but it's like the story is told in a very weird way.
I think the story is one of the better parts, because as convoluted as it is, it's still Kingdom Hearts, so you expect it. I think the mechanical things they've done in that game are rough.
I don't know.
I also like that game, but I only played it once when it came out. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could rank the Organization 13
members by hotness.
Okay, I don't have to finish the series to rank them by hotness.
That is a fair point. Exclude the children?
No.
Again, children can be hot. You just can't. I'm sorry.
I'm disassociating with everything. I'm not here.
We're going to clip that and make it the YouTube short.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us as we sat here and finalized the most important decisions of our lives. We hope you are well until Game Freak decides to grace us with another large file size masterpiece. Until then, everybody, be well. Gotta rank them all.
Gotta rank them all, Pokemon.
Come in and give me a smooch.
The best part about him saying that stuff about children is having the freaking children's toy on his neck the whole time.
Yeah.
Just come looking like the weird anime character that has the snake and is all fucking creepy and shit too.
That's me, Snake Boy.
You want to pet my Rayquaza?